feeling for small businesses in our area is good. The Sacramento area got more than 70 new small businesses in the past 2 years with more than 300 jobs created. So let's talk about that with Peter Tatishi, the Sac Metro Chamber's president and CEO. He's joined us in the studio this morning, and we are on Facebook Live, just to let you know. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So, yeah, small businesses are feeling pretty good about President-elect Donald Trump's administration and what he could maybe help them do, or just kind of the overall feeling.
I think it's just a general feeling that having a business person in the administration is going to help, or at least be empathetic to the needs of small businesses. And that's going to be something that, you know, small businesses are generally optimistic about, is the idea that government may understand their needs.
You say that a couple of hundred businesses were saved here thanks to help from people at the Small Business Development Centers. How do you go about saving these businesses?
So a lot of the Small Business Development Center, it's a program of the SBA, a federal program, and the Metro Chamber actually runs an 8-county regional SBDC. And what we do is we actually work with businesses that exist here or businesses that want to start here and help them with business planning, financial planning, even communication strategies. But we have just experts in the fields who actually sit down one-on-one and do counseling and work with these small businesses to help them figure out paths to grow. And so in the last 2 years, actually, since we've taken over this program, we have helped 73 new companies start here in the region, 320 jobs added, and retained 186 jobs here through that program.
Yeah, all great. So small business ownership looking up and, you know, able to stay in business. How does that translate for state businesses here in California or overall?
So when you have a small business economy, it helps diversify the economy, because when you rely solely on large industry, if large industry leaves, which is the tempting factor within California as large businesses going, lots of jobs move out with it. And so when you don't have a diversified economy, we end up losing the opportunities when unfortunately businesses leave. So we need to be able to grow these small businesses so that we can fall back on other opportunities. So when you talk about 500 plus jobs in our region in 2 years that are small business based, that aren't going to be tied to whether or not a large company were to hypothetically leave our region, that's going to help us sustain those kind of difficult situations or decisions that businesses have to make.
It's hard work, though, because you're working 6, 7, 8 times as hard to get those small businesses here to make up for the large ones that are moving out of state.
And also work hard to try to keep those larger businesses from leaving.
But at the same time, what's great about small businesses is that they really are the driver of our economy, and they can grow at a faster pace than a large company. And so when you look at this, this is 500 jobs over 2 years, and what that means is that small businesses could take the initiative, take the opportunity to say, when I add one or two new employees, but you multiply that across lots of small businesses, you have more opportunities for growth, which is the reason we push so hard on small businesses.
So 500 jobs over 2 years during an Obama administration. It will be interesting to see how many small businesses kind of take the leap now to open up shop in a Trump administration.
Well, we see a great number of small businesses with a high level of optimism across the country and even here in our region with the idea of what's this administration is going to present.
Peter, always great to talk with you. That is Sac Metro Chamber's president and CEO Peter Tatishi with us here at KFBK.
7:17 is the time now at KFBK. Amy and Dan with you.